Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for my show. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show on the Blog Talk Radio. How are you guys? How was your weekend?
Pretty good.
pretty good. Hey, how about that? Spain. I just want to jump right into the soccer whatever talk so we can get rid of it. Spain won the World Cup. They beat the Netherlands. Which land? The Netherlands. Netherlands 2-1, I believe. Yeah, an extra time. So Spain did it again. The Spaniards. So the other news. So that's done with. We're gonna be talking about some news, current events, and odd news today. Some sports, maybe we'll talk about some LeBron James. Ooh, what is he going to be doing in Miami? Who's over there in Miami? Why did he go to Miami? I don't know, because it's after the, NBA ring. So, we'll do that, news and some sort segments, and of course, all the segments are through a biblical perspective. And the topic for the day is actually, why did God create Eve from Adam's rib? And one of the questions actually remain is that the reason why Eve had to, she had to come out from the rib of Adam, according to the wisdom of God, according to the Bible. We'll talk about that later on, and some news, and also on this day, and your favorite segment on this day. Today is July 11th, 2010. We're going to be talking on this day. Also some fun news, funny news. We'll throw that some at you. And we'll open up the chat room later on momentarily. You hear about this LAPD to train Afghan police force, what I heard. Now Afghan police now understand how to properly let looters burn half the seat after the local team wins the world championship. Funny. When a teacher sends 8,000 messages to his underage students, that's a pretty good indication that she's clapping his erasers. We're going to do some top 10 for today also. We'll wait for your call if you guys want to participate. Number 347-884-8125. Again, we're going to open up the chat room just right now. Play some music. We'll talk about some music tonight. If you have any music you want me to play, make sure it's clean and not boring. we'll play it, maybe. Send me your music. I think my email is faponiente@gmail.com, or you can message me here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to Facebook and find me there. Just type in cool guy on the search bar. Excuse me, type in the Fernando Poniente Show, or type in Fernando Poniente, or you can just Google me. I'm all over the internet. That's me. That is me. Let's go into the news. Off-duty officer arrests Oakland man. Get this. For throwing toddler in front of a moving car. A toddler. A baby. A little bambino. A man did that. What kind of a man would do that, you ask? An evil, evil man. That's what kind of type of man will do that. Apparently, a 21-year-old man from Oakland, police said that he threw a toddler in the front of a moving car.
And is in custody after being arrested by an off-duty police officer. What do you say?
Good thing that the police officer was there, even though he was off duty. Maybe that man was on drugs or something.
It's got to be. He's got to have something in him, and either that or it's some kind, evil spirit in his brain.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people like that out there.
Yep.
Here in America, United States, we have plenty of them.
Mm.
Yep. In a White House, plenty of them.
Wow.
In the Philippines?
Yeah, yep. They're everywhere. There's good people and bad people everywhere because they're sin in the world,
Well, the police says, he saw a man actually started shaking an 18-month-old girl and threw her into an oncoming traffic. Last Saturday. The child was hit by a car, but police says that she escaped serious injuries. She was taken to the hospital. Whether her condition is unknown, after stopping to give aid to the little girl, the officer pursued a man, finding him, scuffling him, and kind of scuffed him, and did the police thingy, and actually, they had to subdue the man with a taser gun or a stun gun.
Ah, so off-duty police officer had a taser? Had a taser gun?
Yes.
Wow.
They all do.
He's off-duty. Well, at least they got the man. That's good, yeah.
Okay. Oh. So, yes, police did not release the name of the suspect or the little girl for their protection. It was not known if the two were related. That would be odd if they're not related. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. That would be not good. It's not good either way, but it would be even worse if they're not related. Just pick up some random 18-month-old and throw it in front of a car.
Yes, it is. You imagine a man just walking around in the street like that? I'm going to find me a toddler and shake him and throw him in the front of a moving vehicle. That is just crazy, crazy things out there. What do you say to this? As far as biblical perspective, what say you?
I agree with you that the evilness that, that person doesn't have the Lord because the Lord, or at least doesn't not walking with the Lord, know the verse that says God gives the spirit of sound mind. And shaking an 18-month-old throwing in front of a car is not having a sound mind.
There you go. Not having a sound mind. No wisdom there. It's helpless. Little girl, an 18-month little girl, what kind of man would do that? I don't care how angry you are. I don't care how frustrated you are. You have no reason to just do that to a little girl.
Right.
Why don't you find your own size and, someone maybe the same size, and then maybe pick them up, shake them, and throw them in front of the car. Maybe, at least they can defend on themselves. I'm just saying, an 18-month-old. I'm not saying you do that, but I don't know. I'm not making sense anymore. But anyway, LeBron James, an NBA ladies' NBA fiasco. LeBron's kind of, I don't know, he had his hopes way up high there on the Chicago people, saying that there was speculation that he might be going to Chicago, but that hope's just kind of gone away now. You know? When was the last time we had that kind of hope? Oh, yeah, Obama.
What?
Lost hope.
Lost hope.
So that's besides the point, and that's, you know, that's not a different topic. But, and that's my opinion, you know. So he's going to be over there in Miami thinking that he's probably, you know, he wants to get a NBA ring last season was the Lakers did it, you know. So Dwayne Wade, Mr. Bosch, going to be there, and LeBron James. More powerful for the Miami people. You know, then a lot of heartaches went on with that, including the Cleveland people. You know, they all thought that it's gonna be, you know, just staying home, Cleveland. But no, James King James LeBron King James said, nope, not going home there for some personal reasons. So, you know, and other reasons, I think. So he's going to Miami. And we shall see. We shall see. Michigan doctors hangs American flag upside down. Why would you want to do that? Why the Michigan doctor hangs American flag upside down? This Michigan man an American man? Is Michigan man a patriotic man? Why? Why? It's a sign, actually, that's, you know, hanging upside down a flag like that. You know, you can go to any country. Here, Philippines, Pretoria. I don't know where that is, but it's a sign of disrespect for anyone. I mean, here, you know, to veterans, to those people, you know, men and women that lay their, you know, lives and safety nets to protect this country, the service members, and anyone who is patriotic, an American flag is flown upside down. Why would someone fly the Old Glory upside down, especially during the 4th of July? Those people who ask him. You know, this doctor, we'll call him Dr. Heckle or Jekyll, recently flew the American flag upside down outside his house, which is office, I'm sorry, not house. And it certainly caught people's eyes. You know, the American flag flying upside down in front of the doctor's office. Even on the 4th of July weekend. And this guy, he's like, you know, this doctor is an eye doctor. Excuse me. He says that he did it when he asked himself some serious questions. He said, what's the state of our nation at this time? And he said, I thought that she's in distress. Quote unquote. So I thought I would flip the flag in the long standing sign of distress. And by inverting the flag, I would perhaps get a few people to ask themselves maybe the same questions. How is the Constitution doing? How is my liberty? How is my freedom compared to, let's say, a few years ago? Those are the questions that a doctor asks himself. So, on top of all that, he decided to go hang a flag upside down because he has some serious questions. Doesn't it make sense? Doesn't it make sense to me? Did it make sense to you?
No. He should actually talk to his Congress people and senators and government officials, go to town meetings, things like that. That's what he should do. And first of all, he should pray about it.
I agree. A lot of people, he said that a lot of people misunderstood and somehow thought I had some beef with the United States or that I disrespected the flag or the country. That's what this guy's saying. And as he said, that couldn't be further from the truth. That's what he said. But get this. You know, I don't know if anyone understands this, but the U.S. flag code says the flag should only be flown upside down as a signal of dire distress in instances of extreme danger to life and property. And he said, we are certainly in dire danger of property. There is a great deal of property being taken from people right now. But it's not intent that we are in dire and immediate need, that we're being overrun. That's what the doctor says. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Nation's going in debt. People, you know, our men in uniform dying. Our supposedly leader in the White House, all of them. Fixing the economy, supposedly. So, I mean, a little bit of it, I understand where this guy's coming from. But like Michael Coho says, you know, wait, you know, do that, and you know, then talk to your congressman or to your local politicians and see what you can do. There's nothing you can do because it's, you know, it's a matter that some of them are like, it will take, you know, some time, and time will only tell if we're going to be able to fix the economy. You know, it's not going to happen overnight, people. Not going to happen overnight. So, what about, what do you think of that, Don? What do you say? Just give me your last thought.
You should have a sound mind. That's important. You know, before you do things like that, try to think of what other people will think, you know, when you're doing that. Maybe you should have a sign out there saying, you know, something along with that. You know, not just hanging that upside down. That's what I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you for your analysis there. Have you ever lost a dog, your dog, or, you know, your pet dog? Have you? Because I have.
Mm.
You know? But the same question is, if you're missing your dog, do you look for your dog? That's A. B, post lost dog notices on a telephone pole. C, hit your husband in the head with a candlestick. Or your wife with a candlestick. What would you do?
Look for the dog? First I would pray. Then I would look for the dog.
Give me some, you know, some of the experience that you have with your dog of being, you know, lost or stray.
The dog would, like, run away, and then I would pray that if it's the Lord's will for us to keep the dog, that the Lord will bring the dog back, and the dog comes back. And one time we got a ticket because the dog, well, twice we got a ticket, and the second time the city had mercy on us where we were living. It was a different city than the first city, and they waived the fee. So, yeah, in the first city, every time your dog runs away, the fee gets higher. First starts out $90, and then it's like $100 and some, and then it becomes $200 if it runs away three times. So, yeah, definitely, you know, but the first time it ran away, they put a microchip in it. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. So when they put a microchip on them, you own the dog. I mean, literally, because if they, your dog ever, you know, if you ever run away, they can trace it to you. But this man's actually having trouble with it. I'm reading on the police blotter right now, and it says a man attacked with a Kendall and cat. A man from Maryville said he was sleeping on a couch about 2:45 a.m. Saturday when his wife walked in and hit him on the head with a Kendall and threw a cat on him. The man said he was a cat. The man said he was in fear for his life, but did not want to leave the house and did not want to, you know, his wife arrested. You know, a Kendall and a cat. I wonder if it's a lit candle and a black cat. You know, that
oh,
was.
No.
You know, that would be. Yeah, that's not good. A lit candle and a, you know, a black cat, because black cat would be considered what? You know, kind of unlucky or cursed, some sort. Mm-hmm. So the woman said the two had been arguing about missing dogs. She also denied hitting her husband, of course. You know, the case was closed because the man chose not to press charges. That is.
He really loves his wife.
Mm-hmm. He really loves his wife. Yeah. That is just so. So, what do you, you know, did you hear any, this is a good story, and, and it happened recently. I just happened to had what do you call that? The opportunity to listen a great topic. One of the teachers, our brother Ellie and brother Danielle, had prepared for us for a prayer meeting last. Was that a worship service? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer meeting and also worship service. The, you know, questions, what we're going to be talking about later on or after the break, is the reason why Eve had to come out from the rib of Adam according to the wisdom of God. That's actually, we're going to be talking about that. And it mainly, you know, talks about, you know, husband and wife and how they should treat each other and why you should too. Don't throw a cat on your, you know, at your husband. If you're, you know, if you're missing a dog, if you're mad at him, don't throw candles or anything like that. Don't throw anything. No bad words or anything like that. We'll tell you. Maybe you can learn from here. Maybe you can learn from us. We'll talk about that momentarily. And it is now 25 minutes into the hour. We are going to the, on this day, actually, we're going to be, we'll do that. All right, this is, like I said, it is July 11, 2010, and it is 9:25 p.m. here in Chicago, live from the blogtalkradio.com and also podcasted to the blogtalkradio.com. That is right. You might want to grab a pen and papers because you might learn something. On July 1979, on this day, July 11th, 1979, the abandoned United States Space Station Skylab made a spectacular return to Earth, burning up in the atmosphere and showering debris over the Indian Ocean and Australia. I remember that.
Wow.
No, I don't remember that. That's 97. I was 4 years old. Why would I never remember that? I was in the Philippines, you know. Oh, and Kirby was back when I was 4 years old. I was play and climb trees. On July 11, 1899, E.B. White, the American writer of essays and children's book, was born. Fortunately, following his death on October 1st, 1985, his obituary appeared in the Times. So E.B. White, July 11th, was born. On this day, 1533, seems like I'm going, you know, backward. Okay, looks, sounds like the Disney Studios actually has people in it, like at 19, you know, at past or 9 o'clock here. Are they supposed to be going to bed? 1533, on this date, England's King Henry VIII was excommunicated. Excommunicated.
From the church?
That's insane. I know it was England's King Henry VIII, but I didn't know that. He was excommunicated.
Isn't he the one that like killed his wives and stuff like that?
I don't know.
If he was, then he has like excommunicated.
Right, there you go. Oh, weird. On this day, 1767, John Quincy Adams, the 6th president of the United States, was born in Braintree, Massachusetts. Braintree. No wonder this guy's smart. He was born in Braintree. Trees, brains growing on trees.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Anyway, the 1798, on this date, the U.S. Marine Corps was created by an act of Congress. Semper Fi. I was born in 1798, actually. That's Marine Corps. That's their talk.
Oh.
I'm not a Marine, but whatever. 1804, Vice President Aaron Burr mortally wounded former Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton in a pistol duel near Weehawken, New Jersey. That's happened in 1804. We're going to keep going here. 1914, Baseball Hall of Famer Babe Ruth made his major league debut as the pitcher for the Red Sox at Fenway Park in Boston. For those of you guys baseball fanatic out there, you might want to write that down. So on this day, July 11th, 1914, Baseball Hall of Famer Babe Ruth, the Bambino, the great Bambino, made his major league debut as a pitcher for the Red Sox at Fenway Park in Boston. 1952, on this day, the Republican National Convention's meeting in Chicago nominated Dwight D. Eisenhower for president and Richard M. Nixon for vice president. That's 1952. Moving along, 1955, the Air Force Academy was dedicated at Lowry Air Base in Colorado on this date. 1960, To Kill a Mockingbird, Harper Lee Pulitzer Prize-winning novel about childhood innocence and racial injustice in a small southern town during the Great Depression was first published. To Kill a Mockingbird. Mockingbird. 1995, the United States normalized relations with Vietnam. That's 1995. And 2006, on this date, 8 bombs hit the commuter rail network during evening rush hours in Mumbai, India, killing more than 200 people. Tragic happened in 2006. 2007, former First Lady Lady Bird Johnson died in Austin, Texas at the age of 94. And those, my friends, are the On This Day segment of the day. And also, we're going to be doing a current birthday show. Whoever's doing a birthday, you know, today, on my Facebook friends, all my friends out there, MySpace friends, those Twitter followers, if you're having a birthday today, happy birthday. I want to apologize if, I just want to apologize if just now. I don't know. And also, one of my sisters is actually having a birthday and coming up July 17th. July 18th, she's actually turning 55-0. That is old.
55.
No, not 55. I said 50, which is 50. 50. Birthdays. And to those who are having the spirit birthdays, as you guys know what they're talking about, those are people that actually, been born again into, spirit. They're having a birthday today or this month. Happy birthday to you guys. And celebrity birthdays, I kind of mentioned to you guys this, who's having a birthday today on the celebrity list? Celebrity, Susan Vega, she's an actual singer, she turns 51, Lisa Rinna, actress, TV host, turns 47, Greg Grunberg, actors from Heroes, actually turns 44. Jeff Corwin wildlife expert turns 43. Justin Chambers of Grey's Anatomy turns 40. Little Kim, the rapper, Little Kim turns 35. Hey, I have the same age, 35 years old. Ben Gibbard, rock singer, musician from Death Cab for Cutie, turns 38 today. And who else? The John Quincy Adams, actually the American sixth president, was his birthday, you know, and whatever, died a long time ago, but, you know, he was born in 7-Eleven, so, anyway, those are the birthday for today, and after the birthday segments, like I said, I wish you or bid you happy birthday. I don't have a birthday song file MP3 thingy yet. Pretty soon, I wonder what the giant turkey will say about this.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
This is the giant turkey.
Wow. That's a pretty big turkey. Pretty big turkey. Just fan him up for the Thanksgiving dinner. The American Thanksgiving dinner. The pilgrim and Indians met for that thing, and we have this Thanksgiving dinner, but I don't think we celebrate that. So, I was just saying, a giant turkey for your Thanksgiving dinner. You need a big oven for that. This turkey is pretty big. Weighs about 200 pounds. This giant turkey. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll play some song here. We'll be back. It is 4 minutes into the hour. This is Fernando Poniente Show. If you want to participate here, 347-884-8125. Make sure you press 1 so I know that you want to participate and just not listening or not just listening in. Participate. Press 1 if you have any questions also. We're going to be playing some song here. Let me pick that for you. And we'll be back. This is the... We'll play, If I Have a Gun by List to Send. Listen to their lyrics. We'll do that. We'll be back. This is Fernando.
My daddy said, ain't no single mother or two safe in the world these days. And you need to be prepared just in case somebody else tries to come and break in your place. Take this little briefcase, but I decline. 'Cause the man who broke in my house, he just stole my wine. And I was so afraid for my babies at that time. You don't know the kind of anger I held inside.
Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show, y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from ChipDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of the Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veteran.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
So we're back. Thanks for a little break for the cup of tea and jam and some crumpets and jam. I mean, crumpets and butter in my yam or jam in my crumpet. I don't know. But anyway, today's topic we're going to be talking about is why did God create Eve from Adam's rib? Reason, and this is, you know, the question is actually the reason why Eve had to come out from the rib of Adam. According to the wisdom of God, according to the Bible. Well, this kind of questions or this kind of wisdom is actually rarely asked. And I mean, I know that you guys, you know, so there's all the Bible thumper out there, you know, a lot of questions when it comes to Adam and Eve, things like, you know, did Adam have a belly button and things like that, you know, nothing really, you know, this questions actually rarely asked. Like I said, there's many questions that I've encountered or that I've read are pertaining to Adam and Eve, you know, physical attributes or their kids, Cain and Abel. You know what I mean? We all know, I suppose you guys are not, you know, not an enemy of the Bible when it comes to reading the Bible and knowing the Adam and Eve story. We all know that God created Eve from the rib of a man, which is Adam. You know? But the question, like I said, is the reason why Eve had to come out from the rib of Adam. When we say, actually when we say had to, that is same thing to a, you know, necessary, or, you know, and had to, like, I had to do this, you know, the meaning of had to is basically is necessity or necessary. Question is, could God created Eve from, or without Adam, or from other things, other elements, you know, like dust? Or anything like that? Yes, the answer is yes. But why? Why did he do that? You know? Why did he do that? Well, we are all certain that God actually created a lot of things through his wisdom. Through his wisdom. Through his understanding of a lot of things. And us Christians, those are listening to this Christian believe, you know, we have, you know, basics, principle. And besides that, I could believe in the Jesus Christ died for our sin, What else? If you go to Psalms 104:24, we're going to do that. My co-host here will help me out in flipping through this book. And we're going to, you know, fly through this. And I just want to apologize if, you know, if I'm not going to have time, but with God's help. And thank you for, I just want to thank God for giving us preachers like Brother Ellie and Brother Danielle, for giving us, for giving them wisdom so they can teach us things like this, you know, really thankful. 104:24, it says actually right here, Holmes Island.
O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches.
Can you read it again?
O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches.
God's wisdom. There we go. That's one of the principles that we must stand. That we must understand that God, you know, created things through his wisdom, knowing, you know, that what is good for you. And, you know, we all know that we find it to Genesis 2:21-23. There's also, you know, there's wisdom there. You know, if you want to read that to Genesis 2:21-23. Sure.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
Bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh, is what Adam said. Created from his own rib. You know. But I want to, like, just let you focus on, if you guys are listening, if you have a Google or even a computer right now, you know, if you want to Google, can you, and if, I don't know if you want to Google the structure of the rib cage or the skeletons of man. You know, it's going to tell you everything in there. I mean, you know, you can count it yourself if you want to. But what the Bible says, I mean, there's wisdom there. There's a wisdom in a lot of things throughout the Bible. Throughout the Bible, you find wisdom of God. Here's another wisdom, actually, that pertains to our topic. Right? If you want to go to Revelation 13:18.
Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and its number is 666.
Okay. There you go. It says there's, you know, wisdom right away from the first paragraph there that tells about the wisdom. Where's the wisdom there? You're probably asking, well, where's the wisdom? Where's the, you know, they didn't mention any rib of Adam there. It's in Revelations. But my friend and family, they're talking about wisdom here. That's, you know, I want you to pay attention to the wisdom, God's wisdom. The wisdom of counting.
Uh-huh.
God counted a lot of things. You know, he created things according to what we need. You know, there's wisdom in counting. There's wisdom there. But like I said, you know, if you want to, if you Google that, or if you but listen to this, and the bones and the structure of the skeletal structures of ribs, you know, you'll see there's 12 pair of ribs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, 12 pair. God took one from Adam, took one, so that would be, you know, if you, so 12 minus 1 would, you know, my 4-year-old can answer this, is, you know, 11. Adam did not have 12 ribs after that. You know, God, because he took one.
That's right.
And he's missing one.
He has 12 no more.
Mm-hmm. 12's not no more. And I could just be walking around with 11 rib.
With God's help.
With God's help, yeah. I mean, if you've broken a rib, it's very painful.
Mm-hmm.
Things to go through. Right?
Yeah. But it, at that time when God had caused him to fall asleep, everything God made was good, and there was no pain in the world. So he had time to heal without pain before they sinned.
That makes sense. That makes sense. We also have to take into consideration that Adam had a complete skeletal structure, like I said. You know, after that, see, if you think about it,
you're probably asking, like, what, 11 ribs? You know, why, how come we have 12 pair of ribs if we, you know, the Bible claims that we came from Adam and we have 12 ribs and, you know, God took one. Why do we have this? Well, I'm glad you asked that. Because God is already, you know, okay. Here's how that works, okay? Even though God took a rib from Adam, Adam was created as a full-grown man, you know, with already had in mind, a mind, or, you know, thinking just like, you know, like an adult, like an adult, like you and I. So there's already genes already there.
Yeah.
You know? Genes are already created. And if you Google, if you guys know about the genes
are actually a blueprint of our human, you know, being a human being, the skeleton, the brain, the cells, DNA, also part of genes. Also living organism, a gene, you know. And even though, like I said, even though that rib is missing, you know, I mean, that Adam's walking around with the missing rib, his son, Cain and Abel, and so on, and, you know, it had 12 pair of ribs, the old perfect skeletal, you know, structure that they have. That's what happened. So I hope you guys understand that.
Just like with the person who has an amputated arm or leg or foot, and then they have children, the children are not born with amputated arm or leg because their gene is already, DNA is already set to make a full baby. And though there are, some people may say, well, there's what's that called? Deformed children. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that it's in your genes that even if you have amputated legs, doesn't mean your child's going to be born legless.
Right. I mean, you know. And also, again, going to the questions, like, you know, even though that Adam's missing a rib, you know, God did that. Can you do that? I mean, can you take a, you know, a rib from a guy from a guy, you know, that was no pain, no, you know, surgical procedures or anything like that he had to go through. Nine more, yeah, that's right. The main question is, can God create a woman from dust like Adam? Yes, of course. You know, he can. Could if he wanted to, but why? That's what we're trying to get to. You know, that's where you'll find out why the God, you know, created the from a rib rather than from a dust. If you want to read Ecclesiastes 3:14 real quick, and I want your comment on that.
I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be for ever. Okay, I'll start over. I couldn't hear my Bible. I couldn't see the thing. Sorry, people. I apologize for that. Please forgive me. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. So that means that God doeth it, that men should fear before him. It means God can do, I almost said God can do anything, but that's not true. Many people think that God can do anything, but he can't lie. Okay, so God does things to show his power so that people will fear him and respect him and stand in awe of him. So that's what I have. You can't add or subtract anything from God's work. Because God is the one that establishes it. Okay, I see. I'm going to take over briefly for this. Okay, and then let's go to, back to the question, could God have created Eve from the dust? Yes, because God is all-powerful. God can do that if he wants to.
All right, I think we're on. We just had technical difficulties here at the studio. This is Fernando Poniente show. Hold on a second here. Bear with me while I fix this. So I want to apologize here real quick. Get you here to my co-host once again. Hold on. Hold on as the second mundo. All right, chat room's off, and we are, hopefully we're streaming live here in Bolingbrook, where we're going to be picking up the topic that we left off before the technical difficulties here. All right, so we're on. I think we have about 2 minutes before we go on a break. And we'll go ahead and finish your thought here, Don. What do you say on the thing? Just picking up where you left off.
Okay, so I was saying that could God have created Eve from dust if he wanted to? The answer is yes, but he did not do that because God is all wise. And everything he does is good and full of wisdom and for a purpose. So we're going to read the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So that is the day, the sixth day, I believe, is the one that he created Adam and Eve on. Right, Fernando?
Created man, yes. That's, we all know that. I hope so. So like what my co-host was saying, that instead of making Eve from, let's say, a dust or other elements, you know, he took it from Adam. Said, hey, Adam, I'm going to take this from you, and I'm going to make a woman out of your rib. I want to explain that we're going through that be able to explain that to you why, and you know, there's Adam's actually going to benefit from this.
That's right.
We all have to benefit from this. You know, that's the wisdom of of God. We're going to be switching here in a minute, and hopefully that you guys still follow us. If you guys want to participate, 347-884-8124. That is 347-884-8124 is the number you have to call. So we are switching. I'm sorry, 25. All right, write this down. 884. I'm sorry, write this down. 347-884-8125. So, we're segment of a topic we're going to go on in a little bit here. If you guys want to follow us, once again, this is Fernando on the Fernando Ponian Show. We'll catch you on the second segment, which is starting off 30 seconds.